Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella. It's having its North Bay premiere at Spreckles Performing Arts Center in Roanoke Park. And my guests this morning, Brittany Law and Zach Haspani, two actors in the production. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Brittany, you are Cinderella.
I am Cinderella.
I'm very honored to be in the room with Cinderella now.
Thank you.
Tell us about the show and tell us about the experience that you guys have had putting this on. The show is running May 10th through the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
At Spreckles, which is a great theater, one of my favorites.
Oh, it's a beautiful theater.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Well, this is really exciting because it's all of Rodgers and Hammerstein's music from, they wrote a telecast for Julie Andrews in the 50s.
Hmm.
And when this new script was written by Douglas Carter Bean, it was the first version of this show to be produced on Broadway. And so we're doing a brand new script. It's much more modern. Cinderella helps Prince Topher to...
Is that you, Zach?
That's Zach.
That
yeah.
is me.
All right.
She helps him
the charming prince.
Yes, he is charming. She helps him to see that there's injustice in his land, and she helps him to become aware of it and to become a leader. And so she's much more proactive in this version, and it's more fleshed out. There's brand new songs that weren't in the telecast. There's new characters that add more interesting subplots, and... Everybody that we've been working with in this show is just so talented and really energetic and excited to work on it. So it makes rehearsals really a blast.
Excellent. I see it's directed by Sherry Lee Miller.
It is directed by Sherry.
She did Peter Pan, right, last year at Spreckles. So she's obviously a whiz.
She is a whiz, yes.
And Spreckles, I know, does a lot of great kind of special effects and lighting and stuff.
Yeah.
Tell us what people can expect to see that might surprise them or... We don't want to give too much away.
I won't give too much away, but I will say that there's a lot of magic in this show. Mm. It's really a magical show in every sense of the word. From the moment the score begins, you're kind of transported into this fairy tale world. And so you can expect all kinds of magic in the forms of the fairy godmother and the transformations that occur. And it's really kind of woven throughout the story. So there's more than... meets the eye on a few scenes. And so Act 1 and Act 2 both have magic involved, I guess you could say.
Nice. How about those costumes? I can only imagine. Now, Zach, for the radio audience, is about 6'7". He's a tall drink of water.
Yeah.
How did they make a suit for you, Zach?
Well, it's all very custom made. We have a wonderful costumer, Pamela Johnson. And, you know, she always tries to pull little pieces here and there, and then inevitably none of them fit. So she... hand makes all of my stuff. She's handmade all of Brittany's dresses. It's really turning out to be some wonderful costuming. It's not really set in any one particular era because it is a fairy tale. And so it's just set once upon a time. And so there's some wonderful peasant costumes and regal costumes and royal costumes and everything in between. And
fun.
It's really fun, yeah.
Yeah. Is this the first time you guys have done a play together?
Oh, no.
No? We're actually, old friends here?
We're actually a real-life couple.
Oh, okay.
Of course. Yeah. We met almost 7 years ago doing Beauty and the Beast.
Oh,
and
nice.
I played Belle and he played the Beast. And we've gotten to work together quite a lot in that time, but never again as romantic interests. So this is the first time... we're back together on stage as a pair, so I'm very excited about that.
Oh, nice. How about some of the other actors in the play? Who's some other people that the audiences should be aware of?
Well, we have a marvelous fairy godmother, Mary Gannon Graham, and we have a wickedly wonderful stepmother, Danny Beam, and just so many wonderful characters woven throughout the entire story. We have a fox who's a footman and a raccoon who's a driver who are wonderful dancers, and they do all sorts of acrobatics.
Sounds like a fun show.
It's going to be really fun.
This new take on Cinderella, it runs May 10th through the 26th at Spreckles Performing Arts Center in Roanoke Park. People can go online to SprecklesOnline.com for tickets, or they can call 707-588-3400. And it just sounds like it's going to be a great family time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, again, thank you guys for coming in so much, Brittany.
Thanks so much for having us.
Absolutely. My pleasure. My name is Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.